Visiting today with Congressman Tom Cole. Now, we're up here with the Hillary Communications because they've just made a big announcement about getting broadband fiber here at Fort Sill. And I know that your veterans are obviously close to your heart. So talk about what a big opportunity this is.
Well, it's a tremendous thing, obviously, first and foremost, for the service members and their families at Fort Sill who have not had adequate broadband service. But it's also a model, honestly. We have a lot of military facilities in pretty remote locations, and quite often they're not well tied in with the local communication. They tend to be separate, and we tend to lag in providing some of the services that, honestly, other Americans sometimes take for granted. So this is something I think can be replicated around the country. But again, it's a major investment. It's a five-year project, and take about another couple years to finish it out. But it'll make a big difference in the lives of a lot of men and women that put their lives on the line for us every day.
Absolutely. And I think now we've really learned, especially throughout COVID, we kind of have to have pretty good internet to get our daily jobs done.
You really do. I mean, of course, a lot of people have to work remotely during this. A lot of health care has to be delivered remotely. And then, frankly, we found, obviously, just the isolation of people that have had to be quarantined, or people that have not been able to go into work, or kids that haven't been able to go to school. Those things are pretty important to be able to combat. And so this has provided us a way to create communities and opportunity for people, even under difficult circumstances. But you got to have the basic infrastructure. And that's what Hillary's done, is made the investment so we can have that infrastructure, again, available for our military families at Fort Sill.
And as I mentioned, you've been doing some work for the military families. Talk a little bit about some of your other favorite projects that you had last year.
Well, you know, probably the number one is honestly to move along with developing a KC-46 up at Tinker Air Force Base. That's literally over 1,000 jobs. That's a new tanker that's coming online. We've had to make sure that we had new barracks there. Number two would be down here at Fort Sill and at Elgin, where, you know, working on making sure that the Paladin artillery piece is modernized, made more survivable, has longer range. Been an amazing investment by BAE Systems right here, and provides dozens of jobs, good jobs here, and frankly strengthens the military. So we spend an awful lot of time on those things. And then quality of life issues. You know, we're able to get a pay increase in the most recent National Defense Authorization Act. Now, still got to get funded, but we should be able to get that done. And again, it's an inflationary time, and I don't know anybody that needs help more than men and women in uniform.
Well, I know you're going to have a busy legislative session, so what are some of your big topics looking forward as we're now into 2022?
Well, we need to get the basic funding bills passed. Right now, we're operating on what's called a continuing resolution, which is short-term funding through February the 18th. It'll probably have to be extended, but you need to get the basic work of governing done. That's about a four. The federal budget's over $4 trillion a year. The appropriated part's about 1.5 of that. So getting that done is extremely important, and it provides certainty and security for the military so they can plan ahead, and that's pretty important in a very dangerous time. So for me, that's the number one job.
And I know that a lot of folks have been talking about medical marijuana throughout the state. And, you know, I feel like nobody really knows exactly what we should be doing, but everybody's trying to get some headway on this.
Well, I think so. You know, a lot of that is really now a state issue since Oklahoma legalized medical marijuana. And it's widely available. So I know they're going to be working at the state level. The big issue federally is to whether or not marijuana stays a controlled substance or not. We made some progress on that last year, particularly trying to, through the House, allow folks in the banking industry to service this industry. It's a cash-rich industry, which creates lots of problems in terms of potential money laundering, and it makes a marijuana shop, honestly, a big target for criminal activity. So that's something we need to work on and allow. If we're going to legalize this business, which is a decision that the voters made, then it's got to have an adequate regulatory and financial framework to operate from.
What are you most excited about looking forward to a brand new year? I know a lot of people were excited to get out of 2020. Then we kind of looked forward to 2021, and then it seemed like most people were also excited to be done with 2021. But what's exciting for you in 2022?
Well, I hope we can, again, get the funding process. We actually did pretty well in 2020 of making it work. 2021, we did not do well and did not get our work done. So we've got to finish the work from 2021. So we've got financial stability going forward. So that's number one. Number two, honestly, it's an election year, and I think Republicans have an opportunity to take the majority in the House. And I think that's a better situation when we have power divided a little bit more than we do right now. Right now, Democrats have control of the House and the Senate and the presidency by very narrow margins, to be fair. But I think divided government tends to be government that doesn't overreach and try to go too far. So I think that's an important opportunity for us as Republicans going forward.
All right. We'll look forward to a new year. Congressman, thanks for visiting with us.
Thank you very much. Delight to be with you.